Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's have taken the lead.
Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. A slider down and in.
This is the A's Total Access pregame show on A's Cast, home to Major League Baseball's number one podcast. Here is Chris Townsend.
And it's brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. A's and the Royals coming up in just about 1 hour. Let's go over the highlights from yesterday's action as Matt Olson got it going early for the A's in the first.
Kowar in early trouble for the Royals. And the 1-0 changeup, and that's it high in the air into right. Dozier will have a play. Getting ready to tag is Harrison. Dozier makes the catch. Here comes Harrison. Over to third base goes Marte, and the A's lead it 1-0. A sacrifice fly for Matt Olson, and RBI number 99 on the year for the A's first baseman.
Yeah, he's having a great year. And then Jed Lowry with a sack fly in the first.
Two balls and no strikes. Fastball stroke toward left. Out there is Benintendi. He'll make the catch. Marte tagging. Here comes the throw. And Starling scores standing up. Another sack fly for the A's. This one off the bat of Jed Lowry, and it's 2-0 Oakland. His 68th run batted in.
Yeah, everything's going good for the A's early. How about top of the second and Elvis?
And now the infield back to try to turn two at second and short up at the corners. First pitch is stroke back up the middle. That's a base hit on one hop in front of Isbell. Everybody moves up 90 feet in to score for the A's. Seth Brown, RBI single for Elvis Andrus, and it is 3-0 Oakland.
So it's 3-0, and then Jay Hay would get into the act in the top of the second.
Owen won the count. And the righty's pitch. Fastball hit toward right. It's beyond the reach of Merrifield. Lands for a hit. Two runs are going to score as Murphy and Kemp cross the plate. Up to second base on a throw to third base goes Harrison. The A's tack on two more and now lead 5-0.
And then Mark Canna would score on the wild pitch.
2-2. Santana's pitch. In the dirt, gets away from Perez over to the first base side near the on-deck circle. Trotting in is Canna. Wild pitch brings in Canna from third. 6-0 in favor of the A's.
Well, it's 6-0, right? Everything's good. And then all of a sudden, here comes the Royals in the bottom of the third.
Really expanding the width of the plate, allowing him to have the kind of success he's having.
Frankie has been so good since the All-Star break. Just a fabulous second half for the A's right-hander when they've needed him to step up. 1-2. Merrifield hits it sharply past Olson, past the bag, into right for a hit. Around third, Isbell coming in. He scores. Merrifield stops at first base after a wide turn. RBI single for Whit Merrifield gets the Royals on the board. 6-1 Oakland.
And then Salvi Perez would do this also in the bottom of the third.
Montas, the 1-0. Perez, a ground ball hit up the middle. Nobody was there, and it goes into center for a hit. Around third, Merrifield is in. And it's 6-2 Oakland as Salvador Perez drives in his 106th run of the year. It wasn't hit sharply, but the A's defensively were playing Perez straight up, and that bouncer got past the mound and trickled out into center. And the Royals have cut into this A's lead.
And he's having one of the greatest years we have ever seen for a catcher in Major League Baseball. And then he would go yard in the bottom of the sixth.
The 2-1 pitch swung on, and that is hammered to deep left. Back goes Canna at the wall. It is all gone. Number 43 for Salvador Perez. He scores Lopez and Merrifield. He's got 4 RBIs tonight. He's the major league leader now with 109. And the Royals are ahead of the Athletics. It is 8-7 Kansas City.
And then they would tack on, and a kid would get his first career home run.
Isbell played his college ball at UNLV. And then the Royals picked him in the third round back in 2018. Major league debut earlier this year. One strike pitch, and a slider is ripped to right, hooking toward the corner. It is gone, a home run. Kyle Isbell down the line. Pulled it around the foul pole. His first career home run and it's 10-7 Royals.
A rough one for the A's as they would lose 10-7. Up next, Bob Nightingale from the USA Today, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
This is Chris Townsend for my favorite golf course in the Bay Area, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose, Cinnabar Hills offers the finest 27 holes of championship golf in Silicon Valley. Come see the amazing new renovated clubhouse and restaurant, plus patio dining with the most breathtaking views. Cinnabar Hills is far more than a golf course. One of the premier places in the Bay Area to host weddings and any type of events. There's no golf experience like Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
How about a second encore? The A's host their final fireworks show of the season on Friday, September 24th, following the A's matchup against the Houston Astros.
And Tony drills one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's got a chance. It goes!
After the game, fans are invited to sit on the field to enjoy a 90s and 2000s pop-themed fireworks show. Don't miss the last Friday game of the regular season. Kick off your weekend with a bang by purchasing your fireworks tickets at athletics.com.
And they're loving it at the Coliseum.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, it was a very emotional series between the Yankees and the Mets. Looking back at September 11th, Bob Nightingale from the USA Today was there. He covered it, and we had him on earlier today right here on A's Cast Live.
Yeah, really, really good. Well done, too, on the Mets part with the commemoration on Saturday night of 9/11. You know, had all the first responders in the field. Had about 14 guys back from the 2001 Mets team, including Piazza, who flew in from Italy. So, you know, and then Sunday got spiced up with the bench-clearing incident. So, yeah, it was a good series.
You know, when I think about remembering 9/11, you know, so many of us worked on that day in baseball. And I was doing a morning review at the time when it happened. And just to think what baseball did for our country, bringing us back, giving us currency, just reflect on what 9/11 meant, and then now to be back in New York at that time.
Yeah, it was a, you know, the people still talk in New York like, that's the greatest moment to remember is Piazza hitting that home run against Atlanta in the first quarter he went back in New York City in just in reverence. And Piazza will always be a hero. It was a regular season game, so he'll never be forgotten. And I was in San Diego at the time doing a Tony Gwynn story. And so obviously the week of games got canceled. I went to Gwynn's house, did the story, and stayed there. So you know what? The San Francisco Giants are coming in next. I'll go to San Francisco and watch the Barry Bonds watch. Bonds hit two home runs that last day. They said, well, just stick with it. And I didn't get home for another 7 weeks because then the playoffs started. So that was, I saw all of Bonds, from 63 on. So, yeah, 10 home runs.
Yeah, people forget about that time that Barry Bonds was now going for the home run record and had to shut it down. And the Giants were in Houston at the time. I mean, a lot of people forget about that, what Barry did during obviously these tragic times.
Yeah, people were kind of transfixed on let's see what's going to happen here, and people knew that of all the records, here's Bonds. He was at 63 home runs when the 9/11 attacks hit, and then just took off. The it's like you get two one day, then nothing. I think the last game before the games are shut down. He hit three home runs in Colorado. So, yeah, it was a, fun to watch. I mean, if he had got pitches to hit, if people had actually pitched to him, I swear, Chris, you would have had over 90 home runs easily.
Well, and you know, we just had Tony La Russa in town, and we were talking about the 20th anniversary of the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa 1998, and how that basically saved baseball in a lot of ways. Just talk about what it was like to cover that at that time, because it was like a magic time in our game.
Yeah. It was. That was the best thing I ever covered. It was a fabulous. I was mostly watching McGwire's games and not Sosa. It's almost like you had a pick one, and of course, and McGwire was always ahead. So I was at pretty much all his games in September. In that moment when he hit the home run to pass up Roger Maris, you know, I still get goosebumps. I mean, guys are crying in the press box over that. It was just so emotional. Then to see him hugging the Maris family and the you know, the sons, you know, the crowd going crazy for one moment. You know, especially a regular season game, that was by far the coolest thing you've ever covered.
Yeah, I think about that time when those guys are changing baseball forever. We had Mark McGwire on when he became an A's Hall of Famer. It talks about how people to this day still come up to him and thank him for saving baseball. And I think about your great career. The fact that you say that's the coolest thing you ever covered in your career is truly amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember, you know, some great postseason moments, obviously, but just, you know, regular season, just individual accomplishment. Man, it was unbelievable. I remember going to the field the next day. I'd do some kind of a TV thing and even grabbing some piece of grass. It's like, I don't know where that is now. Sort of thrown away. But it was just that cool to be part of.
You know, when you look at the American League standings right now, and obviously the A's are still in this thing, but just talked about how there are teams that are all bunched up, and we got five teams vying for two spots.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Yankees just pulled one out yesterday against the Twins. I tell you what, Toronto's got one spot. It's unbelievable what they have done. And they're going to be scary. They may be the team to beat next year. I don't think they're going to win the World Series this year. But I'm convinced they'll be the number one seed in the AL wild card. Then I really think realistically it comes down to the Yankees and Mets. You know, the A's bullpen just collapsed. I mean, the Marte thing, they went for it. But you know, if you're a A's fan or A's player, you got to be so incensed that all they had to do was keep Marcus Semien, who was begging to stay. And then with Semien hitting the two home runs against the A's, it's like, you know, that's what you get. I mean, the ownership, you know, went cheap, and you know, could have given that same money to the closers who got hurt, you know, missed all year. Rosenthal. So it's a shame, yeah. But I think they're gonna fall short. Of course, they play Seattle seven times, so they'll knock each other off. I think it's Toronto's got one spot, and then probably the Yankees, although I don't discount the Red Sox.
You know, obviously steroids were involved in the home run race, whether we're talking about McGwire, Sosa, Bonds, but man, to cover it back in the day, I sat behind home plate and watched Barry Bonds hit his 73rd home run against the Dodgers on the final day. I'll never forget going, I'm watching a guy who just hit his 73rd home run. It was incredible. Real or not, it was incredible. We got more coming up next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. We'll talk to Ken Korak, the voice of your A's, next.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
If you've never worn a pair of Skechers, this message is for you. If you have worn Skechers, you can listen too. Just kind of nod along in agreement because you know exactly what I'm talking about. At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Yeah, you heard me correct. The S in comfort. Because when you own comfort the way Skechers owns comfort, you can spell it any darn way you please. Look, if you've never worn Skechers, that's basically the same as sleeping on a fold-out couch your whole life. You know the ones where that bar goes straight across your back? Ouch. No, no, that's other shoes. But wearing Skechers is like sleeping in a king-size memory foam, cushioned as a cloud, comfy bed, night after night. It just doesn't get any better. You see, Skechers is the comfort technology company that has developed comfort tech that blows other footwear out of the water. I mean, we're talking air-cooled memory foam, max cushioning, relaxed fit, arch fit, wide fit, and the list goes on and on and on. So try it a pair and see for yourself why we put the S in comfort. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
A's Cast is your home for nonstop A's baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is swung on a high fly ball. Left field, Yastrzemski back at the track to the wall. He'll watch it fly. And they've done it again in the ninth inning. Out on the run is Lariano, and he makes the catch. An amazing catch. Sails the throw back to first base. And this is in time on the fly from Ramon Laureano.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
And it's brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. The great Ken Korak is with us, the voice of summer. Ken, how are you?
I am well, Chris Townsend. How are you?
I'd be better if the team was winning. You're kind of running out of games at this point.
You sure are. So, I mean, I guess you hold on to the hope that an 8-game winning streak could be just around the corner. But they need to start with one win, and tonight would be a good night to get it.
And when you think about it, it's like, there's five teams, we're all dealing with the same issues, right? If you're the Yankees, you're the Red Sox, you're the Jays, you're the Mariners, we're all dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of imperfection, I think, Chris. And, you know, I don't think anybody's running away with this thing, except the Blue Jays right now, as Bob Nightingale just said on your show, they look to be the best team amongst the clubs contending for the wild card. They've been on a great run. They can swing the bat. And they won today against Tampa Bay at home in the day game. And Robbie Ray pitched great again for them. So I think of all the clubs in contention for the wild card, right now they look like the best team.
And it's so impressive. You think they had to play in Florida, had to play in Buffalo, finally got to go back home. Just talk about how you want to talk about being resilient. The fact that they finally got to play in Toronto for the first time in a year and a half and where they are now, it's impressive to watch.
And I think that gave them a big boost. I'm sure you'll agree, Chris, because their record, once they've gone back to Toronto, even though the crowds are limited to 15,000, which they're getting every night, I think it really buoyed them going forward. And they have pretty good pitching, and obviously offensively, they are really good. They're so tough to pitch to, and the A's found that out.
You know, and the thing, we talked to Marcus Semien about this when he was on A's Cast Live, was like, these guys had to once again find a place to live in Buffalo because they thought they were going to Toronto. But, I mean, next year you got family, got young kids. I mean, that's not easy to do.
No, they deserve a lot of credit for what they've done. Like you said, the resilience, the way they've persevered through it. But I think they could see that at the end of the line that they could get back to Toronto, and I think that was some motivation for them too. And I think, you know, hats go off to the people in Buffalo because they pulled out all the stops for them to really work on converting that ballpark. And, you know, their AAA club was away for this year. They just kind of gave up playing there to allow the Blue Jays to play. They got great support from the fans there. So, but you're right. I mean, they do, for what they've been through, they deserve a lot of credit.
And just talk about what you see with the A's going forward. You got 18 games left.
Well, they've got to get to the pitch. Obviously, the bullpen is the big thing, Chris, and it kind of starts with the starters, where Montas, who's been their best starter by far in the second half, you know, they have to take him out in the fourth, and you get exposed when that happens, and there still is the hope that maybe Chris Bassett could start a game for the A's next week, and, you know, they need to get their starters deep in the game, and I think it takes pressure off the bullpen, but unless you have a lights-out bullpen, it's tough to win these days, Chris. And so, you know, I'm concerned about that. You're concerned that maybe you don't want it to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, and, you know, Bo Mel is just so good at trying to maintain an even keel. And you hope that the bullpen guys can maintain, you know, some level of confidence right now, Chris, because it's really been a tough struggle.
And, you know, I've thought about this. I mentioned it on the A's Clubhouse show. What if I only got so many bullets out of Chris Bassitt, obviously because the injury. What if I put him in the bullpen for the end of games? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to do that. I kind of doubt it. I think they want him to start if he can and see if he can maybe give them a start where he can get a little deeper into the game. So I think it's a good idea, Chris. I don't think that's the direction they're going to go.
You know, there's been people have said if the season is going to go sideways, do you not play him? I just think about him and who he is. No matter what happens with the A's, Chris Bassitt, wouldn't you agree, is going to be out there and he will pitch?
Well, and that's a medical decision, right? He's not going to pitch unless he's been cleared to do it. And if he's been cleared to do it, then you assume that he's okay. So, and I think that's the bottom line. They're not going to take any risks or any chances with him. But if he's cleared to pitch, I don't see any reason why not.
Yeah, and I think about our medical staff. We don't talk about it enough. It's truly one of the best in professional sports.
Well, they do a phenomenal job, and Dr. Alan Pott, the A's team physician, has been with the club since the 80s, literally, and, you know, he's a good friend, of course, to all of, you know, so many of us, and yeah, Nick Paparesta, the A's head athletic trainer, and all the orthopedic people, Dr. Workman and Dr. Dickinson, and they really have a great staff, and it's extremely thorough, and you never know when something serious is going to happen, Chris. Where you have to be, I guess, Johnny on the spot, like we saw with Brandon McCarthy here when he got nailed by that line drive.
They've had to actually patch up my friend Ken Korak before.
Well, that's kind of a daily thing, right? I mean, that's not a new thing or an every other, you know, couple of years thing. So,
yeah. I mean, we got to get you back on the golf course. I mean, let's talk about the most important things going on here.
Exactly. You cut right to the heart of it, right, with what's important.
You know, when I think about Sean Manaea, and we had our good friend David Feldman on earlier, he's really one of the best strikeout pitchers in A's history. Is that shocking to you?
A little bit. I think it goes back to his fastball and the fact that he's pitching closer to the guy the Royals felt they drafted in 13. And people may forget that he was a supplemental pick in the compensation round, number 34 overall in 13 by KC. And it starts with any pitcher, Chris, with fastball command, and he's been aggressive with the fastball, and I think that's the big reason why the strikeouts are up.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch. I mean, I know it's the times that we live in where a lot of guys strike out, but Sean Manaea has been doing a great job this year. Have a great call, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Okay, buddy, thanks.
The great Ken Korak, the voice of summer, the voice of your Oakland Athletics. You're listening to A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
Hey A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
With Early Paycheck, you can get your direct deposit up to 2 days earlier. That's another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision ever. Even easier than deciding to open the biggest birthday gift first.
Happy birthday to you!
Which one are you going to open first?
The pony!
Yep, even easier than that. Plus, with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is banking with Capital One even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. No fees or minimums on new consumer accounts. Capital One and a member FDIC.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Chris Hansen with you here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network, and it's all about watching the scoreboard at this time of the year. Blue Jays already with the win over the Rays. Here is Vince Catronio going over today's scoreboard.
We will get to that first. Of course, Roberto Clemente Day, Townie, and this began back in 2002. The resume is rich in history for the all-time Pirate great, 3,000 hits. Of course, he was an MVP back in 1966, a 12-time Gold Glove winner, 15-time All-Star, won 4 batting titles as well, won the MVP of the World Series in 71 for the Pirates against the Orioles. And I will start this look at the scoreboard with a trivia question. 3,000 hits, as we know, which is what Clemente had. Who was the last pitcher that gave up hit number 3,000 in the history of the career of Roberto Clemente? We'll get to that answer in a little bit. But to the scores and some day baseball today, it does begin north of the border at the Rogers Center, and they continue to be red hot. The Toronto Blue Jays, who won today against the Tampa Bay Rays by a 6-3 final, part of the offensive fireworks, belong to their young shortstop, Bo Bichette.
1-2 again. Another changeup, and he wallops it to left field, and it's gone. He was all over it. Number 25 on the season for Bichette. 3-0 Blue Jays.
Well, that's how you let that ball come to you. You make sure he gets it in the strike zone and then go attack it. Looks a lot like the home run he hit the other day. Another changeup down and in. That time, the other one, he stayed back long enough and just risked the ball out of the ballpark. Got a little bit more of his body behind this one to give the Blue Jays that three quick runs here in the first inning.
And that's a Dan Shulman, Pat Tabler on Blue Jays television. 5 RBIs today for Bo Bichette in the victory. That home run was against Michael Wacha. But the big story of the day belonged to the talented hard-throwing left-hander, and his name is Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray, look at those sparkling numbers. 209 batting average against, 220 strikeouts in 173rd in a third inning. Last time out, just 4-3 versus the Baltimore Orioles.
And he got it. Behind the plate again with Ray. Swing and a miss. Got another one. Got him with a fastball away for out number one. Struck him out. Two down. Got him. 96 up in the zone.
They're going to accommodate him.
Swing and a miss to get him. Doesn't matter if you strike him out. 1-2 slider in there for strike three call. Again, a nasty down and in slider. Number 11. Got him on 3 pitches. And this time he got him. 13th strikeout of the afternoon.
Robbie Ray leading the league in ERA at 2.64. He has 233 strikeouts, leading the league, 177 innings pitched. Will he be the Cy Young Award winner? The last Blue Jay pitcher to earn that honor was Roy Halladay, the late Roy Halladay, back in 2003. Earlier today, the Tigers, who continue to play very good baseball against some of baseball's best, beat Milwaukee 4-1, and our old buddy Dustin Garneau got in on the act for the Tigers at Comerica.
Cousins from the stretch third base side, the 2-2 swing and a fly ball down the left field line. Yelich toward the corner. Gone!
My goodness.
Dustin Garneau with number 4. Right down the line in left. Big add-on run. Tigers take a 4-1 lead in the 7th.
Dan Dickerson, Jim Price on Tigers radio with the call. 4-1 the final. The rookie Matt Manning gets the win. Tough challenge against Brandon Woodruff, but the Tigers win that game. Michael Fulmer save number 9 in the win. Also elsewhere, still playing. They're in the top of the 10th. Boston leading at Seattle by a score of 5-3. Earlier in the game, some fireworks. First for the Boston Red Sox with Hunter Renfroe at the plate in Seattle.
The value on a win these days, it's a team win. That one's going to be stroked. That one high and deep to left center. That one is back there, gone. Number 28 for Hunter Renfroe, and a quick strike for the Red Sox.
And he's been struggling lately. That's exactly what he needs to do. Get a pitch up in the zone, wait back, sit back, because he's not coming in there. He's not breaking the speed limit. So excellent job getting the hands through on a high fastball up in the zone.
That is a Boston Television with the call. As for Seattle to stay in this ballgame, an interesting year for their third baseman, Kyle Seager, barely batting over 200, but he's also closing in on 100 RBIs.
Inside the bag and fair. Murphy is in. Crawford's coming home. Kyle Seager into second base, and he has tied the game at three.
For Kyle, fastball inside out swing, keeps it fair. Ties the ball game up. McDelivery Supermo slice right down the line. Just inside the line.
That's a Mariners Television. Aaron Goldsmith and Mike Blauer is on the call. Again, it's 5-3 now. Boston top of the 10th and still batting in Seattle. If you want some hope, if you're an A's fan, how about the St. Louis Cardinals? Just a week ago, the chance to make the playoffs, less than 5%. They have now won six of their last seven, pushing the odds to 31%. They've scored five runs in the first inning at the Mets, leading 5-0, bottom of the first at Citi Field. Cincinnati, of course, in the hunt as well, one half game back of the second wild card. They're at Pittsburgh tonight, and they lead that game by a score of 2-0, bottom of the second. Vladimir Gutierrez is pitching in that contest for the Cincinnati Reds. The Yankees on the road at Baltimore. Nestor Cortes Jr. pitching for the Yankees against a Baltimore team that has lost several games. They've allowed 18 home runs in their last four, and again, they are scoreless in the bottom of the second, all having a bearing on where the A's are as far as the second wild card is concerned in the American League. They are 3.5 off the pace for the second wild card. Those are the big games that are happening around Major League Baseball that concern the Athletics. The pennant race, a full slate of action on this Wednesday, and the answer to our trivia question, who gave up base hit number 3,000 in the career of Roberto Clemente, Mets left-hander and current Mets Hall of Famer, the lefty John Matlack. Towny, now back to you.
That is awesome. You think about Roberto Clemente's career, what he was as a man and a player, truly one of the greats in the history of our game. There's no question about it. And to win the Roberto Clemente Award is a big deal for the players that have won it. And we'll continue to win it. We got more coming up next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
This is A's Total Access.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
Swung on, driven to left center field. Buxton going back to the track. He's right to the wall. He will watch it fly. And Laureano gets gets the A's on the board with a three-run home run.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
And it's now time for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser Permanente remind you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Here is Bob Melvin on Matt Chapman, who's not in the lineup again today.
Yeah, you know, I'll kind of let you know when we're getting closer. Today's not that day. I think we have made some progress. So whether it's, you know, tomorrow or the next, I don't know yet. I mean, I know you guys are going to keep asking me every day that he's not in there, but I don't have a definitive answer on what day yet.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And also, here is Bob Melvin on Chris Bassett.
Good. I mean, I think velos were up to 93. Looked like himself. Got up and down, warmed up twice, threw two simulated type innings with Skybolt standing in, I think 15 pitches apiece. So Saturday he will throw two hitters in Anaheim like pregame, so more of a simulated type thing. I think after when he throws to hitters, then we'll have a little bit more of a definitive plan after that.
That's unbelievable. To get him back on the mound, and I hope it's at home, because we all love Chris and what he means to this ball club, what he means to this franchise. It will be a very emotional moment. There is no question about it. Coming up next, part two of my conversation with Bob Nightingale from the USA Today right here on A's Total Access.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
This is A's Total Access.
Bob Nightingale from the USA Today joined me earlier today on A's Cast Live, and we talked about the surging Toronto Blue Jays.
Very tough to beat. They got a great, great lineup and a fun lineup. Those guys are young. They're getting around, Chris. The pitching staff, you know, probably going to get some more starters, you know, in the future. But, you know, Robbie Ray, you know, signed a one-year, $8 million contract. And he's, you know, he might win the Cy Young this year. And just, you know, they're getting enough pitching. But, you know, when, you know, Guerrero, any other year, he'd be a slam dunk, you know, MVP. And this guy still may win the Triple Crown. But just a great young lineup. You know, Springer's been hurt, but he's still, you know, doing enough for these guys. And, you know, and of course, a you know, Bijou's son and Bichette. You know, it's a fun team. And Semien's going to finish in the top five of MVP, if not top three or four.
Yeah, what are we going to do with the MVP when you start looking at what Shohei Ohtani has done this year as a hitter, as a pitcher, but on a not very good team versus, you mentioned, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. could win the Triple Crown. How do you, I mean, I don't have a vote, obviously, but you do. Like, how do you decide who should be the guy?
You know, I think in years past, it would be Guerrero. I mean, when the, you know, if you take your team to the playoffs, you win a Triple Crown, it'd be, you know, no contest. But now I think voters go pretty much to the best players and most valuable player. I'm not taking it away from Shohei Ohtani. I mean, historic year. But when we were giving the award to Mike Trout those years, and, you know, the Angels were the same thing, were doing nothing. It's almost like you got to give to Ohtani now as well, just because the history of it. I mean, he did have a poor second half offensively, but pitched very well, you know, after the All-Star break. So I think it's still Ohtani in a landslide, but it should not be unanimous. It really shouldn't.
Wow, you just think about that. You're like a guy that's carried his team and helped his team get to the postseason versus a guy, like you said, I mean, Trout has been so great for all these years. And I think about what Shohei Ohtani is doing this year. How do we change this? Because obviously creating the Hank Aaron Award for the guy who is the best offensive player hasn't changed this. How do we change a guy that should be the MVP versus a guy who's just a really good offensive player on a team that's not very good?
Yeah, and we got to remind people, remind the voters, it's not best player. It's most viable. And you're not viable, I don't care what kind of year you had, if you don't take your team to playoffs. You know, now what Ohtani's doing historic, so it's a little different. But, you know, I go back to what Trout's done the last few years, that sort of thing. I'll give you an example, Chris. Right now in the National League, if people vote, they're going to vote for Tatis. It's like, wait a minute now, the Padres have collapsed. He's done just okay. And to me, the most valuable player is Brandon Crawford. He doesn't have the offensive numbers, but, tell you what, you take Crawford away from the Giants, they're not sitting in first place.
I like how you put that. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there is more pressure playing on a team that's trying to win a championship and trying to win a division versus the guy that shows up to the yard every day, Bob, and there's no pressure because your team's not going to the playoffs, and it doesn't matter. You're just playing out the season.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. I mean, you look at the trade deadline. I see a guy like Adam Frazier going from the Pirates to the Padres. Not that San Diego is a pressure cooker by any means, but now you've got some pressure being a pennant race, and you're not a last place team in Pittsburgh. And look what he's done. He's struggled big time. Andrew Haney from the Yankees is gone belly up there. Joey Gallo, putting those numbers in Texas when nothing to play for. Now he's stunk in New York. Striking on every other at bat. So it's a whole different thing when you have pressure in performing.
Yeah, there is no doubt about it. And, when I think about these last few games, especially for the Oakland A's, just talk about what would the pressure cooker that is trying to get in to a one-game wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun time, but it's pressure. It's a fun pressure, particularly for the A's. I mean, kudos to front office for going for it and grabbing Marte. And, here's a guy nothing going on in Miami. And look what he's done. I mean, he's been fabulous for the A's. That might have been, outside Scherzer, the best pickup by anybody. So, yeah, it's a fun pressure. And it's funny, I was at the MLB office today, and I said, there really hasn't been a big stunning upset in the one-game wild card. This could happen this year. But as I reminded those people, the A's had a 3 or 4 run lead against Kansas City that year, and they should have won that game. If the A's win that game, who knows? Maybe they win the World Series.
If you could buy stock in one team right now, who would that team be?
Because I'm going to buy a low, and I think it's got the best upside. I'll go Milwaukee Brewers. I think the Brewers are as good as any team in baseball. People don't talk about it, it's a small market team. I'll go to the Brewers. I think the Brewers are a fabulous team, and nobody ever talks about them.
And my producer, Commander Cody, he loves the Brewers. I mean, you think about it. I mean, this might be the one year we go into what doesn't it feel like, Bob, it's like a tournament? Like, whoever gets in is going to have a shot.
They will. And they, we'll see what happens. I mean, the Giants are a team that, as good as they are, people never talking about them as having a shot, more of a long-term team than a short-term team. But the Brewers are good. And when you have those three guys at the top of the rotation, and then you have two guys with Hader and Williams at the back end, and now Yelich is heating up, they're dangerous. I'll put them against the Dodgers and Giants any day.
To hear the entire interview, go to athletics.com/A'sCast. Coming up next, it's the Bob Melvin Show with Ken Korak right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Hey, A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
It's the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon, the annual year-long event where you can save big by bundling Home and Auto with Progressive. So big that we're kicking things off with fireworks, a monster truck battle, a fighter jet flyover, and it wouldn't be a party without the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon dancers. You can't really hear them, but trust us, they are working it. So come for the fun and stay for the savings. Only at Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You hear that? It's not just another sound effect. It's the sound of your life changing. Old phones are out. The Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G is in. The headlines and your hands. It's statement-making, trend-setting, world-unfolding. Feed your feed with hands-free selfies, group shots, and videos. Flex for your followers with a look that gets looks. And show everyone how to live this life. Get the new Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with carrier.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
On a Wednesday in Kansas City, it's game two of this three-game series, the A's against the Royals. And, Bob, first of all, Roberto Clemente Day around baseball. I know you've followed his career. You know all about him. And what can you say about the importance of this day and the impact that Clemente has had in baseball?
Yeah, it's very similar to Jackie Robinson and what he meant to, you know, the Puerto Ricans, what he did, you know, his service around the world, certainly how he passed, you know, all just kind of grows this legend of this incredible person that is similar a lot of ways to Jackie Robinson Day. So this thing's going to be celebrated more and more as we go along. I'd be surprised if his number was not retired in the same light at some point in time as it should be. And this was a giant amongst men in baseball and was revered by, you know, players from a while ago all the way till today. So he's had quite the impact.
And Tony Kemp is the A's nominee for the annual Roberto Clemente Award. I can't imagine a better choice, Bob.
No, I agree. And he's really proud of it. You know, even made the comment, this is about as, you know, humbled as you can be as far as awards go. So, you know, Tony's made a huge impact with our team, not only on the field, but off the field in a short period of time. And, you know, his personality resonates pretty large in our clubhouse.
Well, you guys need some good news, Bob. And Chris Bassett throwing in the bullpen today, I guess it went really well.
Yeah, he threw two up and downs, 15 pitches each time. He'll throw a simulated type game in Anaheim on Saturday, and we'll see where we go from there. I mean, velos were good. Everything looked, you know, about the same. It wasn't an arm injury, so that's not what we're concerned about. We want to make sure he's comfortable moving forward, so we're not going to put any plans etched in ink right now. We just want to make sure that he's comfortable along the way. And I think Saturday will go a long way in telling us, you know, where and when with him.
You said after last night's game, which was a tough loss, of course, that your feeling is the ball club has to play every game like it's the last game. And I guess that's the only way you can look at it right now.
It really is. And, you know, to get all caught up in where you are in the standings and so forth, those, it doesn't apply right now. The only thing that applies is winning today's game. And we know we have to win a lot of today's game. So, you know, you can't bring a loss with you and dwell on it because we don't have time for that. We know we have to win a lot of games starting with today. And we're going to go out there like this is, you know, a game that we're playing for the playoffs as it should be.
The Royals did make a change today with Mike Minor going on the IL and the right-hander Carlos Hernandez is pitching. I guess, Bob, he can get up there to triple digits. What have you heard about him and what about your approach against him tonight?
Yeah, we have limited at-bats against him, but yeah, it's another big arm. You know, we've seen a lot of big arms here recently, guys throwing, touching 100. He's got a really good breaking ball too. You know, look at his numbers, they're really good. Got to make him throw it over the plate. A lot of times that's what you have to do with younger guys with plus stuff, make them work a little bit harder and hit some mistakes. So, you know, even though it's not a household name, certainly doesn't get any easier. He's very talented.
Yeah, just an inning and a third against you guys back in June at the Coliseum. But you have Sean Manaea, Bob, coming off two great starts.
Yeah, he is. And, I mean, we feel great about these games. I think, you know, it's similar to with Frankie. And Frankie just had an off one last night. They made him work a little bit early in the game and got him out of there early. But anytime he takes the mound this time of year, anytime Sean takes the mound, we feel great about it, feel great about our chances to win.
All right, and that's the Bo Mel Show for today. And Chris Townsend will send things back down to you.
18 games left. It's a big one. A's coming up next against the Royals right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. And I'll talk to you after the ball game.
So sticky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extravafesta Save-A-Thon, the annual year-long event for saving big on home and auto insurance. These savings are available up until and straight through Labor Day, Halloween, Grover Cleveland's birthday, Taco Tuesday, the anniversary of the moon landing, White Chocolate Day. The sale literally never ends. You can come on Jupiter's Ascension, National Pisces Day, but not Leap Day. Just kidding. We're doing Leap Day because every day is perfect for saving money with a home and auto bundle only at Progressive.
But for real, we're not doing White Chocolate Day because white chocolate is gross. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.